We on the bottle girl portion of the, you know?
Yeah.
And it's your girl, Deanna.
And we jumping right into it. It's Meds, Drinks, and Chill. What's up, man? We got Deanna in the building. What up, Deanna?
What's up, Mez?
What's popping with you?
Nothing much. Let's get into it.
We getting right into it? All right, so we're doing this waitress episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with y'all waitresses, man? How you like the nightlife?
It's so-so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, it's ups and downs.
What's some of the ups?
The money.
And what's some of the downs? When it's not money?
When it's not money, the managers, the customers, the it's a lot.
Yeah.
The list goes on.
Why is there always beef amongst other waitresses and like bartenders? It seems like every club there's always like smoke with staff. What is that about?
It's a number of things. It could come from somebody looking better than the other, somebody appealing to their regulars more than the, you know what I'm saying? Like it could come from, it's a number of things.
Do y'all get mad like if a customer like is a regular for you, goes to another section or goes to another bartender? Like
so I actually had a situation like that. So a girl, her regular came in, but they ended up giving me the section. And then I guess he peeped her and was like, damn, I want her instead. And then I kind of got upset because, like, that's my money.
Yeah.
And then it was just the whole thing. But he ended up giving me $100 just because.
Right.
But it was just the fact that, damn, that was my section. That was her regular. It was a whole little.
Oh, he came to you instead of her? Or the
no,
opposite?
The management gave me to him.
Oh, okay, okay.
Gave him to me.
Yeah.
And then I guess he saw her that she was working. And he was like, wait a minute. I want her. That's my regular, you know. So it went on from there.
Should there be a code amongst like waitresses? Like that's my regular. Like why would you?
I think it all boils down to you pre-booking. Like if you pre-book the person, okay, cool. But if they come in regularly, I feel like the VIP hostess should know like this is your regular. They should go to you because, or unless they ask for somebody specifically. So yeah, I think it should be code.
Do y'all have the same sections every week or y'all move around? Like
it rotates.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people want certain sections or one section might be more lit than the other. Is that why they do that?
No, it's more so like giving everybody a good money opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So because one section might be the one that gets the money and then that might be the popping section. So they got to switch the girls around, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do y'all have like a favorite DJ, like a favorite night? Like,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
Can the DJ make this set? Like, we did a DJ episode, so I'd be wanting to know the point of view from the waitresses. Like, the DJ can make or break a night?
Yes. We used to have this DJ.
Don't say no names.
I'm not going to say no names. I'm not going to say no names. But at my last club I was working at, we used to have this DJ that was just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He would literally make the night be trash. He would play Justin Bieber, like white songs, like a you know a white club would play, like in Miami or something. Like, sir, we're in Charlotte.
Yeah,
let's stick to the culture. Like, we're a black club. Let's stick to that. That's what we like.
Because I think the DJ should play according to the crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't about. It's not your playlist, nigga. Like, play it to the crowd.
And of course, when once everybody's drunk, like of course they're gonna turn up to it.
Facts,
but us but being sober, working, we realized like this is not it. Like, we're trying to be in a good mood, good vibe.
Hold on, how often are y'all sober? Well, I ain't not you, but you know what I'm saying. Like the average waitress or bartender, there's no way y'all in the nightlife. Because, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Because, like me, I can't be in a club with drunk people and not have some drinks. Because drunk people are annoying if you're sober.
But
if, you know what I mean. Like, so I mean, you don't have to rat yourself out, but you could tell on other people.
I rat myself out, honey. I had a couple of drinks a few times.
Yeah.
But it depends on the night. Like, if it's a good night and I'm flowing right, okay, I'll take a little shot or two. But if it's, like, super busy to the point I'm already sweating and all of that, it's a dub on the shots.
Right.
Like, I can't even focus with already being hot, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, but some girls they done had some nights where they done gotten fighting because they was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably be on all type of shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ain't no telling with that.
Mm-hmm.
How many situations do you see like with people cheating? Because I'm sure y'all see all type of shit. Like y'all probably peep all type of like dudes with other girls, girls with other dudes. Like, speak on that.
I haven't really seen anything myself, but I know it happens at other clubs, like, but at the clubs I've been at specifically, you know what? A few promoters have, you know, brought different girls, had different girls, but sometimes they would have a specific girl with them, but the next time it might be somebody different, but.
But as a promoter, like, you have girls that's like homies or make the crowd look better or the night look better, so.
For sure, but.
So y'all probably see all type of shit.
It'd be all type of shit going on in the club.
Yeah.
If it's a regular and I know he has a girl, then yeah, I'd be like, okay, now where your girl at? But I don't really catch it too often. Like, niggas know not to come to the club with somebody else.
Right, especially in a small city like this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. But what about y'all? Y'all be having a bunch of guys that y'all have to string along just for the love of the game. Like, that's just how it goes. Like, it don't have to be nobody that y'all doing nothing with, but, you know, you kind of got to string them along to get the bag.
Elaborate.
Like bartenders. Like, I know plenty of bartenders and waitresses who they don't have no situation outside of the club with the dude, but, you know, you got to be a little flirtatious, a little friendly.
Of course.
To get the bag, like, so. Yeah, basically, how many boyfriends y'all got? okay. Well, maybe you do.
I mean, the customers that we have that's in the club, that's, you know, it doesn't go beyond the club, but
right.
Other people that we dating, it don't come from the club. I can honestly say that, like, they do not be coming from the club or where we work or whatever the case may be. A trick might come from the club.
A trick?
A trick.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
A trick might come from the club. A little bit of networking going on, but.
Yeah, networking, I like that.
Somebody that we actually trying to, you know.
Build a foundation with, relationship, that type
of shit. Quote, unquote, build with. They're not coming from the club.
Yeah.
That we work at.
And that shit get messy.
It get real messy.
Yeah.
It get real messy because the mother girls, they be in there, they peep stuff, they want to know, they in your biz. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So, no.
So, it's best to keep that shit all the way out
the club.
Now, like, so when y'all date, like, say you dating a person outside the club, right? Doesn't that bring a little, because most dudes don't want their girl waitressing and bartending and shit, especially some of the outfits that y'all wear. Mm-hmm. It can be a little revealing. Like, you got to be able to secure a nigga that'll be cool with that.
I mean, okay, the first club I ever worked at, it did cause a little issue in my relationship.
Yeah.
But I feel like if your dude know you, he trusts you,
right,
it shouldn't be a problem. But on the other end, it's so much temptation in the club.
1,000%.
It's so much. So it's easy to get sucked in. But if you stay grounded in that shit, and it's really hard to stay grounded too. So you really got to go in there with a mindset like, you know what? I'm strictly here for the money, not for whatever comes with it or whatever else comes with it or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But it can cause a little bit of traction in the relationships.
And, like, working in the nightlife, you kind of get caught up in, like, that. It's like a third shift job. Like, you really sleep during the day, and then you're out in the night. Like, you kind of lose track of, like real life almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many nights do y'all work, like, well, how many nights did you work on the average? Like, of course, the weekend, I'm sure.
Throughout the week, it would be from, like, 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, so it's a regular job, damn near. And then they think it's fast money, but, like, there's a short window where the money comes in. But y'all got to be there pretty early, right?
Some clubs, it just depends on the hours of the club. Sometimes I had to be there as early as 6, 7 o'clock. And, you know, the club don't get jumping to about 9, maybe. Maybe a few customers come in, but really 10, 11 o'clock. So.
Yeah. And then y'all got to stay after because the club closes at 2 here in Charlotte. And then y'all got to stay and clean and do all the other, wait for your money, your breakdowns.
Be janitors and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, yo, so explain the bar, like when somebody tips you on a credit card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that money then?
No.
How do you get that money? Like
So at other clubs I worked at in the past, yes, we would get credit card, you know, tips immediately, like the same night.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, we would get that. But now that I've recently been working at clubs, it's been like we get it on a check, we get taxed, they take a percentage. It's like, it's a lot.
Do y'all break down the bar backs and the bartender?
I guess that's in the percentage that they take out. I guess that goes okay. to wherever they want to distribute it to. So. Right.
So you don't even care what. Just take the percentage and keep it moving, and you don't even care where it goes.
Oh, no. I want my percentage. Hold on. It's so just their rules that they take it. That's just what they
want
to do.
Now, of course you want it, but once they take it, you don't even think about where it's going.
I mean, I thought about it. I definitely thought about where the fuck is my money, but where is it going to? But, I mean, it's out of my hands once it's out of my pockets.
I know there's a lot of waitress and bartender beef because y'all be wanting y'all drinks immediately, right? But they be also wanting to fix their drinks for the customers that are right there because...
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't say beef, but it definitely be like...
Tension?
Like, what's up, girl? Make my drink because I got my customers waiting as well as you got your customers waiting. But damn, right. I'm supposed to be a... Honestly, because it's called a service bar.
Yeah.
So they service all the waitresses. You're supposed to be making my drinks like this, and then you get to your customers.
Mm.
But it's like you trying to make your money. But the thing is, I understand it, but it's like they're trying to get their money to the max. Yeah, like, we 100%. Already tip you out at the end of the night. So if you miss 5 customers that the whole time that we're working, that's nothing because you already get it. You know what I'm saying? You already getting off the back end off of us, and it'd be like 10 girls working. We all got to pay you $30. How much is that?
Damn, $300
right there. Baby, you can miss 5 customers just to make my drink, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But it would be smarter to be cool with the bartender, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that way, ain't no beef, because if you start beefing with me and I got to make your drinks, I'm going to start moving super slow.
Yeah, and they'll do that. But I think it is best to keep it cordial with the bartender, because... Right. Also, on slow nights, they'll help. They'll like look out and be like, you know what? Just throw me $10. It's all right. I already know it's slow. Yeah, sometimes they'll do that.
Also, that tip out is based on what they want?
No, that's based on the rules. Like, mandatory. You have to pay. You have to tip out $30. Well, this was at my last club.
Right.
At other clubs, it would be based off like how much you made and how generous you feeling. Like, you know?
What would be smarter, to just have a mandatory tip out, like a certain percentage or a certain dollar amount, or what you feel like giving?
I'm 50-50 with that.
Because it depends on what side you want. Because if you're a bartender, you don't want to depend on the waitress, how she feeling that night.
I agree. But it's 50-50 with that. Because some girls, they really don't give a fuck and will hand you $10 knowing damn well they made a band that night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm 50-50 with that because I'm fair. Like, I'll give you a percentage of what I make, but I also feel like the set pay is also good. I don't know. I'm 50-50 with it.
Yeah. I think set pay will make it, like, less of drama. Like, nigga, it is what it is. Just run by the same rules every night.
Mm-hmm.
How many fake IG pages do you have? By the laughter, I know she's got at least one. Because ain't no fucking way. I feel like every waitress and bartender has a fake IG page.
I got both.
And what's their name? Let me look them up right now. Pull up on IG.
I got about maybe 2 or 3. Yeah. Third one got shut down.
Yeah.
Still working on that. just playing. But probably about 2. Like 2.
How many unopened DMs do you have?
It's a lot.
Cause some of y'all, like, y'all, like, you know, sometimes motherfuckers will put a screenshot up of, and girls will have like 200 or like 30, 40, 50 like messages unopened. I'm like, how do you have that many messages not open?
Yeah, it's plenty, but when you get so many notifications, it's like sometimes you don't even see it one, or you'll see it and then it's so much rolling in that you forgot that it was there. You know what I'm saying?
I have a problem with like notifications being up there. Like if I post something funny and it's like 60 DMs, I'm going to open every one if I have to. Like, and I don't know. I just hate notifications. Like, I just got to open them up, even just reply, double tap something.
That's how I used to be, but.
You don't care no more?
Mm-mm.
But most of them probably be some niggas doing the most.
Niggas be doing the most. Then it be some niggas that's talking about something. It just depends. You know what I'm saying?
It's all type of dudes in there. Mm-hmm. And girls probably.
Yeah.
Because we in 2024.
It'd be a lot of...
I mean, 25, damn, it's a new year.
It's a new year. Happy New Year, Happy 2025. New Year. Facts, yeah, but it'd be a lot going on. It'd be fake pages, girls, niggas.
Yeah.
Be a lot going on.
How many pictures do you have in your phone? Because I noticed a lot of women be having thousands of fucking pictures in their phone.
You know what's crazy? Every year I delete every single last picture out of my camera roll.
No way.
Mm-hmm. But before I deleted, it was like 4,000. 4,700 pictures? Yeah. 4,700. But everything goes to Google Photos, so.
Oh, that's why you delete it. Mm-hmm. See, I don't like that cloud shit, so I never turn in my phones. Anytime I get a new phone, mm-hmm. I just keep my new phone and I keep all the pictures on there. Mm-hmm. I don't send nothing to the cloud.
Yeah, I delete everything. Start fresh, new year. Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that. In the nightlife, like we were talking about how y'all got to dress like provocative. How touchy-feely do customers get? And I'm sure it's some girls who just, because girls would grab on girls too. And y'all get harassed by women also, right?
I've been sexually harassed so many times. And assaulted? I ain't gonna say, what's the definition of assault?
If a nigga touches you without your without your permission, yes. Like smack your ass, even a girl, yes. A girl will grab a girl's ass and all that, like, it just, and y'all supposed to just act like it's normal, like.
Yes, I've had that done so many times, like.
Do you become so numb to that? Times. Do you flip out? Like, does it depend on how they touch you? Like, what? Like, I know that sounds crazy, but I see it so much being promoting for so many years. I'd be like, damn, did you really just grab this girl like that?
Okay, I'm 50-50 with that also, because it's like, I know you're drunk, but it's also like, nigga, you're grown as fuck. Come on, you know what you're doing. Like,
right.
Don't be disrespectful, but I try to say something when they do it. Or like, if it's a woman, I try to just laugh it off, because it's like, girl, you drunk. But it's also like, come on, you're making me uncomfortable. I don't know. But I also don't want to like...
make it... cool for people to do it.
I don't want to make it cool, but I also don't want to make it a big deal, even though it is. Like, I don't want to cause so much commotion in the club that it's like, you got to get kicked out. But it's like, nigga, you shouldn't be doing that. So maybe you should learn your lesson. I don't know. I'm 50-50 with it. Like,
a lot of the girls, when I ask them that question, they be like, man, it just come with the game.
It really do. You get to a point where it's like, it is what it is, but it's also like, nigga, it's not that. Yeah. Like, you know, don't touch me. But I don't know. In my last club, they had a lot of security and a lot of security hosts throughout the club. So sometimes they would catch it and like rough up the dude or kick the person out. But sometimes they would do absolutely nothing. And then we'll just be like,
man, what are y'all here for?
What are y'all here for? But
yo, one time I was in that club and I seen them beat shit out of this dude. Like, I feel so bad for the dude. I'm like, bro, this is just too much. Like, they were dragging him across the floor, like literally, and everybody was just pummeling him. But security be wilding sometimes.
Security be wilding. And I just learned at that club, the last club I used to work at, all the security left. Like, all the good ones, all the ones that used to be on Charlotte Page.
Yeah.
All of them are gone.
Oh, really?
They got a whole new little setup going on. So maybe it might be a little bit better. I don't know.
Yeah. There's security be on some cool shit, but then you got one or two who, like, they enjoy, like, they can't wait for something to pop off.
Yeah, they can't wait. Like, that's what they're there for. They waiting for something to pop off.
What's the most disrespectful thing that you've seen happen, whether it's to you or to somebody else, like, in the club? Like as far as another waitress?
As far as another waitress?
Yeah, or you. Like what's the thing that you was like, damn, like, this is, like, out of line?
I actually left the club crying one night because I wanted to put hands on a customer, but I knew I could not.
Yeah.
Like, that was probably the most disrespectful shit that ever happened, because I was actually trying to help a lady and trying to ask, like, trying to tell her calm down, like, you know, I'm trying to work out the situation, and she was just like, bitch, I curse?
Now you can curse, yeah.
Bitch, you can get it too, bitch. Oh.
Are you trying to help her?
I was trying to help her. Okay, can I explain the story?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
So, I had this tabletop, which I usually don't even work, but that night I specifically had a tabletop, and one of the girls was so drunk, she decided to get on top of the table.
Yeah.
Mind you, it was hella drinks on the table. And she's standing on top, she's dancing. The table falls over, all the liquor going next table.
No way.
Yes. When I tell you, all the liquor goes on the next table, and the people that was at the next table, they were so mad. I know
they
were
ready to lose it.
I mean, I understood that part, hell, but it was like, come on, you about to get kicked out if you don't act right. So I pick up the girl that was, you know, that was in my section. Then I go to the next section. And I try to tell her calm down. So, because she was trying to go towards my section and try to fight them. I'm just like, hold on, calm down. Because, like, baby, it can go one or two ways. You can either stay in this club or you can get kicked out.
Right.
and she was just bucking up at me. I'm like, hey, y'all just go over there. I told the other girl, go over there. She was just like, bitch, go and do your job.
Yeah.
Ooh. Threw me for a loop. I'm like, all right, all right. I'm like, I guess I said something like, you know, cursing back, like, I'm trying to help you, bitch, like, da 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 da.
Yeah. And where's security at this time? Like, shouldn't
security
they?
Was near, and they was watching the situation, but they didn't think it was that serious until it got that serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was telling the girl, like, you know, I was yelling, like, y'all go over there, y'all go over there. And so I'm cleaning up the mess at this point, and I come back through over to that side, and I explain to the other section where the girl was mad or whatever. I'm like, you know, I wasn't trying to be rude. I just didn't want you to get kicked out for trying to fight my section or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's just like cursing me out, calling me all types of bitches, like da 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 da. Oh, actually, that's when she said, bitch, go and do your job. Actually, yeah. That's when she said that shit. And that shit ticked me off so bad. I really wanted to like do something to her.
Right.
But I'm like, all right. I called security. I'm like, this bitch gotta go. This bitch gotta go. Security came over. They kicked her out.
The security usually just take y'all side no matter what y'all say? Okay.
Yeah, if we feeling uncomfortable or whatever, we say they got to go, they got to go, period. And they ready to kick people out anyway. True, like, yeah. They ready for something. You know what I'm saying? So it was nothing, but that shit just had me so upset because it's like, as soon as you told me, bitch, go and do your job, it just made me want to do something to you because it's like, bitch, I was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Facts, yeah. You know how somebody always trying to tell you to do something when you already doing it? Like, 100%. Bitch.
Like, what you think I'm doing?
Like, come on now. Right. And I was already I was just trying to defuse the situation. And I feel like she tried to make it worse. So I was just like, all right, bitch, you got what I was trying to help you not get kicked out. Now you kicked out for real.
Yeah.
You know, but that was a situation where I just, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. How much fake jewelry y'all see in the club with niggas?
A lot.
Yeah?
A lot. And it's noticeable, like, really noticeable.
Because it's out of hand now.
It's out of hand.
These niggas be wearing aluminum foil damn near.
Okay, now.
Nah, it be looking crazy. I'd be like, bro, if all that shit you had on was real, that shit's like $500,000 worth. Like, Lil Baby would be wearing that, not you. And then you were in a regular line.
But it's sometimes it's like you could tell when it's fake, and sometimes it's like, is that fake or is it real? Like, but you could definitely tell when the shit fake and it is fake, you know? I had a nigga come in there with a lion chain, like a Cuban link with a lion pendant. I was like, nigga, that shit look like it's from Timu.
Yeah.
Like, that shit look terrible, but you could definitely tell.
Yeah.
It's in that club for sure.
What's the amount of people who have, like, cards or whatever payments go bad? Like, does that happen often? Like, niggas who cards don't hit?
Yeah, but you know how Wells Fargo had this thing where you got to confirm the transaction? So, it mainly be that.
Okay.
It mainly be that. But I did have this one dude come in, and he was trying to scam.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know a lot of people who get into that. Yeah.
And the card did not go through. I tried every method.
Yeah.
And it was like, I tried to type it in manually, did not work. Nothing was working. And he had a wallet full of cash. That's why I'm just like, why you going to use your money? I knew he was scamming at that point. But yeah, niggas be scamming. But on the other side, it just be the having to confirm the transaction.
Yeah, that's happened to me a few times. Last time we was in D.C. and I gave her my card. She came back like, sir, your card declined. Mm-hmm. She was like, did you get a text from your bank? And I'm like, I'm keeping my phone on silent, so I didn't even see it. So she's standing right over me, and when I looked and I opened it, it was there. Like, did you? So I put yes, and she went right back and checked it, and I was like, oh, thank God. Like,
and I normally try to ask that first instead of being like, yo, your card declined. You know, I try to be like, did you get a text? Because I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable in the club.
She came right over my shoulder and was like, yo, did you get a text? I'm like, from my bank, for what? She was like, just look at your phone. And I looked, and I was like, oh, shit. And she just started laughing, like, oh, yeah. And I put yes, confirmed. And the shit went through. But I was in D.C., so they're probably like, what the fuck is this nigga's car hitting in D.C. for? Like, but how many people try to run off on tabs? Does that happen often?
Oh, I don't allow it. Yeah. It's definitely happened to me before, but I don't allow that.
Do y'all take payments before?
You order something, you're paying right then and there.
Before the bottle or anything comes out?
Unless I know you, and I know you for sure not about to run off, or I know you outside of the club.
Oh, that's you who makes, like, is it a club rule or is this you who just be like, not playing?
They try to enforce the rule, like, get in the paper before you bring anything out.
Yeah.
But some girls don't follow that. But I definitely do, because I done been ran out on, and it don't feel good at all.
Who pays that when they run out?
You do. It'll either come out your check, or you got to do installments or whatever you can do to pay that shit. Yeah.
Because technically, it would be your fault.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't being responsible. Should have closed out your tab before you brought anything to them.
Sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, though. You know that? So it sounds like y'all be having all type of shit going on in that club.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple things that are overrated or underrated in the club, right?
Okay.
So you could say overrated or underrated. Or you could just be like, and you know, it's the same shit, basically. Like, it's neither.
Okay.
Don Julio. That's what we drinking right now. Is it overrated or underrated? And you can keep it real.
It's right on the spot.
It's right on the spot?
Right on the spot.
All right. Because it's like, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it be feeling like shit just be, because I fuck with, I ain't even going to plug that, but there's other tequilas that I like more than Don Julio, but everybody prefers Don Julio because of branding, I guess.
It's right on the spot, because anything else will have me totally fucked up, like Patron, Casamigos.
Nah, I can't do Casamigos no more either.
I'm done for.
Yeah. I'll drink it, but like if I have a choice, I'm always going to Don Julio.
If I had eaten prior,
yeah,
and I drank Don Julio the entire night, shots, back to back, I'm straight. Yeah. Anything else? Oh, I'm done for.
That's funny. That's my next question. Shots overrated or underrated?
I love me a good cocktail. I don't know. I can't say.
So you,
it might be overrated.
It's overrated. You like cocktails?
I would prefer that.
Yeah. You know what it is with me? Like anytime I drink something that has like too much sugar or too much shit like that, that's what really be fucking me up and give me a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer shots. I might put a little Red Bull like to mix, but I got to drink water with it. Mm-hmm. As you see, we got big ass bottles of water in here too.
Mm-hmm. And big ass Red Bulls.
And big ass Red Bulls for chasing. But you prefer a mixed drink?
I prefer a mixed drink.
Yeah, but we in here taking shots.
Right. I'm sipping slow, though.
Yeah, I see. Hookah, overrated, underrated?
Overrated.
I agree.
I don't see the hype.
I don't either. Like, sometimes I get it, and then after, like, a few hits, I'm like, that sounded crackish, please, too, a few hits.
You be in the club.
Nah, I be smoking.
As soon as you hit the club, you be like, I need that hookah. Orange vanilla mint head ass.
Yeah, because you was all waitress for a bunch of times, especially at Hookah Hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
Those were them nights. Them nights was the most fun, like, to me.
Mm-hmm. Hookah Hotspot was definitely a time.
Yeah. What about flowers? Like, overrated or underrated?
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot? Vision board parties.
Overrated. You should not share your dreams and goals with everybody.
Really?
I feel like
that's how you feel. I want to hear more about that. Why do you feel like that?
I just feel like you shouldn't. That's your life. Yeah. Like, why are you sharing your life goals with everybody? Like,
yeah.
And I'm not saying necessarily everybody, but like
people. Yeah.
You don't know people's intentions, so I just feel like. I did mine alone this year, actually.
Oh, you did one?
Okay, I did it virtually with my sister, but...
Nah, but that's
family.
Trust and family, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
your thing is the vision board isn't overrated. It's the fact that... that's because I asked vision board parties. Yeah,
okay,
So the parties are overrated, you're saying. But
low-key.
Vision boards are underrated, mm-hmm. in a sense, yeah.
50-50.
Yeah, because I think writing down your dreams, like manifesting it, I think that shit works.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I agree.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hellcats. Overrated, underrated?
Goddamn, right on spot. Right on spot.
Do you drive fast or slow?
Fast.
Or
like,
do you?
Fast. Yeah. My little Kia Hellcat.
How many speeding tickets you got?
In my entire life?
Yeah. Do you get pulled over often?
No.
No?
Probably like 3.
Oh, that's not bad.
My whole time I was driving, I was mostly in Charlotte. Like, since I got my license to now, I was mostly in Charlotte. And you know, the police don't be on shit out here.
They really don't, yo.
They don't be on shit.
Yo, like, the amount of red lights I see pass or people, like, sometimes I got a V8. So sometimes I'll be doing like 90 mm-hmm. on 485. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell. Like when you in a big body, you can't tell. Like you look down like, oh shit, I'm doing 90.
What's 485? Is that 65 or 70?
70. Oh. So the average driver is doing 80. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the left lane, you might be boogieing on 90 and you're like, oh shit. Like, and you really do not feel it in a big body. It. Like, mm-hmm. And so you'd be like, damn, like, but I don't even want to jinx myself, but I think I've only gotten one speeding ticket my whole life. And that's coming back from Georgia. I got pulled over in Gwinnett County.
Oh, me too.
That's crazy.
Actually going to Georgia. He let me off with a warning.
So going to Georgia, and my cousin was with me, going to Georgia in South Carolina, we got pulled over. He let me off with a warning. Coming back in Gwinnett County, he was like, bro, you going way over the speed limit. But after that, I don't really fuck with the speed and shit. Unless, like, I'm on 485 because it's easy to get away with it.
It's so easy. Charlotte police, they looking for real crime, baby. They ain't looking for no speeding.
They looking for y'all niggas with them switches. They looking at y'all niggas. Them YNs be wilding out here.
What do they call those cars that they got that's what? Not legal?
Oh, like, yeah. Basically, like, you get them under false names and shit with the fake vents, CPNs.
But no, they be stealing the cars. What is it called? Strikers.
Oh, that's what they call it?
They call it strikers. Yeah, they're looking for strikers, baby. They ain't looking for nobody speeding.
Man, a lot of these niggas be out here in bullshit cars. That niggas be getting caught up in that shit all the time. But, so what else is overrated, underrated in the club? Sections overrated or underrated?
Very right on spot. I love to be comfortable, especially if I got on heels. Sections are right on spot. It's easy to sit down when your feet get to hurting and you got on heels. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just easier. It's comfortability. Like, I think the section price is overrated.
Ooh.
For sure.
Yo, section price, crazy.
Bottle prices, I think that's overrated. But comfortability, priceless.
See, bottle service is definitely overrated to me, but sections aren't. I know mm-hmm. you got to get a fucking bottle to get a section, mm-hmm. but like, I ain't even going to name the club. We went to the club, I bought one bottle, and my tab was $500 for one bottle, and that's with gratuity and everything.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, $500 for a Don Julio? Like, this is...
And guess how much the girl's making off of that?
How much? $150?
No, they're lucky if they get 60 or 70.
No way.
That's why I get, if you're on the other end of the business aspect, like the owner.
Right.
Yeah. Whew. I want all that money off a $60 bottle. But it's like the person that's actually working for it.
Right.
I feel like we get done bad because it's like we not making shit off that bottle.
And the customer be mad because she going to flip the little tablet over like extra gratuity. I'm like, because really the bottle without extra gratuity was like $448 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like how you don't, I feel, it's always hard for me not to tip on top of, like I feel bad. I don't know why. I just always press like the middle button. If it's 15, 18, 20, I always press the middle one.
See, my thing is, yeah, we got that on the screen when we on the little handheld tablet thing. We got the 15, 18, 22%.
Yeah.
I always click customize because, baby, you going to type something in. You ain't about to click $1.76.
Yeah.
You gonna actually type something in.
Yo, somebody would have the... Yo, what's the lowest tip that you... Other than zero?
Like, what's the lowest tip? It was probably on a night where I could tell, like, this person ain't got no money. So, I probably kept it on the 15, 17, 15, 18%. So, it was probably, like, 76 cents. They actually gave me that. They actually
Stay home. That's what I be wanting to tell
niggas. Tap that. Like,
I would stay home before I come outside and either not tip or, like...
I feel like anything under $5 is unacceptable. Like,
you talking about, like, a single drink?
I'm saying for a tip. Like, but
for a drink, not for a bottle, right?
For about anything. If you even getting food or a drink or whatever. If it's a bottle of water, okay, I don't expect you to tip. Or like a single Sprite or something. Yeah. I don't expect you to tip. Okay, I'll go and get you that. I'm not tripping. But
even if I get a Red Bull, like how much is a Red Bull in the club?
$7? Because y'all be wilding
sometimes. Yeah, so if you come to me and say $7, I'm going to give you a $10 bill. And mm-hmm. I'm you not keep asking rest. For
That's yeah. cool. That's cool. I'm not tripping off that. If right. it's like single items, that's not yeah. really that much. But if you ordering with me all night and you $2, $2, $2, $2, like,
and I got you running laps, like, that's
come on corny, now, man. Like, club plaque the shit. I got walk on the other side of the club. Come on,
right?
Like,
that should be super annoying.
But yeah, niggas definitely be tripping. Like, I feel like anything over $5 every time I go and get you a drink is like you're tripping.
Do y'all got customers when as soon as y'all see them, y'all try to avoid them?
Definitely.
What determines that? Like, what do they do that makes you just be like, oh, hell no, here come this nigga?
If you found me on social media and you're like hitting me up constantly, that'll make me avoid you because like now you're weird.
Yeah.
Like, especially if we never had an interaction in the club, but I definitely seen you in there and you seen me, see you, me, see you, instead of whatever. Like, that's mad weird because why you not saying nothing in person, but you coming on my social media, blowing up my DM? That's mad weird.
Yeah.
But, other than, I'm trying to think, what would make somebody that don't tip at all, like yeah. ever, that'll make me avoid you? Or if you hella touchy when we talking and interacting, yeah. that'll make me avoid you. Like, I definitely had some aggressive customers. Like, they tip good.
Right.
They tip good as fuck.
Yeah.
I still avoid them. Because it's like, you're so touchy and aggressive. I cannot take that
shit.
Oh, so
the money don't even matter when it comes to that type of shit. It don't even matter.
Yeah. Like, you're doing too much, you know?
Right. Damn. Y'all be going through all type of bullshit in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever just be like, yo, I'm tired of this shit? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you drink.
Yeah. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I got tired of it. I don't even work at the club recently, like right now.
You'll be back, I'm sure. Because it's like everything, like any fast money that you get, once you leave it alone and you realize, holy shit, like, I need to get back to it.
I will. Like,
maybe. But a break is cool, too.
A break is definitely good for you, but I feel like I'll probably be back during the summer. That's when everybody want to have fun. True. Everybody want to drink. Everybody want to, you know.
Yeah. The day parties be popping.
They like a little bit more careless, like with yeah. their funds. So come spend it. You know right. what I'm saying?
It's going to be some niggas out now too. Tax season.
Mm-hmm. They will.
Right.
Ready to spend that. But as of right now, I'm chilling.
I got a few people like, there's a section that I'd be like, ask Mez. Like, so one of the questions is, why are women's purses so heavy? What y'all got in y'all purses? What y'all, because y'all be having some big ass bowling ball bags. I'm like, what the fuck is that bag? Like, what is in there?
Sometimes, I don't know. All I got is a lip gloss in my purse. Clock it. I don't know what them girls be having.
But you've seen them bags when girls be towing around them. Yeah, they like a carry-on.
I feel like sometimes they be like having shit in there that like, they got running out the crib right quick, so they just throw everything in there, you know?
Because some of y'all be having lotions. Y'all be having different lotions, but different hand sanitizers, lip gloss, makeup. Yeah.
We need that. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just have a lip gloss and maybe a little ID in there.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the hookah pens? What you be on?
Next question. Thank you.
All right. The Usher show. That's the thing. Somebody asked me about that. If you go to an Usher show, would you let your girl eat the cherries? Nigga, hell no.
You wouldn't?
Fuck no.
What about you feeding her the cherry?
Nah, I'll do that. Like, nigga, give me these cherries. And because why would I let another nigga feed my girl cherries? Like,
I'm 50-50 with that. Because why wouldn't you let Usher feed your girl some cherries? Like, this her moment. That nigga. You a hating her ass
moment.
Nigga.
Her moment?
You hating. Period.
That's hating for me?
This is Usher.
Uh-huh.
You're not Usher.
Nah, I'm not Usher. Nah, 100%. But I'm her fucking man. Like.
Okay, yeah, I get it. But.
So
yeah,
if Rihanna came down and was trying to.
Who?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Or Beyonce came down and started. Say your dude, right? A committed relationship. And she wants to, I don't know, dance on him, grind on him, take him off stage. Would you let him?
I would let that shit happen.
See, but girls is different because.
I would let it happen, but I'd be like, nigga, you was enjoying that little too much.
It's
like,
going to be an argument
who
after.
Who the fuck you think you is yeah. now? Not that didn't happen.
I'd be
like,
nigga, Rihanna chose me. I'll be talking shit for 3 months straight.
See, nah, I wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, so you a hater. You a hating ass motherfucker.
Yep.
But no, I don't think I'll be. Would you let? How would you react? Like if y'all didn't talk it through, your man take you to the Usher concert, and Usher come down, he got cherries dangling. What you doing? Are you gonna look at your man? Like what?
I'm taking out his hand, Usher.
Yeah.
Passing it to my man.
There you go.
And he can feed it to me.
See, that's 100%. I like that. That's
the only way I see it. Any other, it's weird. Like, honestly, me, I wouldn't do it. Because that's a bit much.
It is.
But if it was to be presented to me, you know what I'm saying?
If my wife, yo, I would leave her at the show.
Leave her at the show?
100%. She's yours now.
Hater.
Usher, take her with you.
Nigga, it's Usher. Like, this is a one-time experience. This is not like an ongoing thing, like a random dude.
But what, like, because some of them girls be wilding. Like, now, if she just, because some of them girls be doing the tongue action, doing all that, and you're like, hold up. You done did way too much for Usher.
But, nah.
Yeah, Usher out here wrecking homes.
If y'all was secure in y'all relationship, yeah. I would let it happen. If I was the dude.
Yeah.
But, like, nah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. Because I be seeing some dudes, like, they'll Chris Brown will bring girls up and be dancing on them and doing all type of shit. Like,
That's a bit much. Yeah. Like, you dancing on me. But, like, some cherries, like, he making fun of it. If you seen the reactions, he's actually making fun of it. Like, girl, like, yeah. You do all that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's not that big of a deal.
Until she on Shade Room and everybody tagging, yeah, like, yo, yeah, is this your queen? Is this the mother?
Non-recorded, I'll go crazy. Recorded, nah.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, too. Like, everything, you got to take everything with it. Like, motherfuckers, you might be on Shade Room. It's all type of people recording on social media. Like, and nowadays, you can't do nothing without it being on social media.
Facts.
But, yeah, anything else you want to touch on as far as club-wise? Like, do you say you miss it a little bit now because you just took a little small break, but I think you'll be back. Because you've been doing it for years. How many years have you been in the club?
Since 2021.
Yeah, that's 3 years straight. Like,
I've been to about 5-6 different clubs.
Yeah.
I want to say. I'm not sure. Please don't quote me.
Do y'all, so how does the sign shit work? Do they tell you what they want?
Yeah, I'll ask. Sometimes they don't say, but sometimes if they really want a sign, they'll tell you exactly what they want on the sign. But
yeah.
I just recently found out in Raleigh, you have to pay $50 for the sign.
What?
At all the clubs in Raleigh, you have to pay $50 for the sign. I thought that came included.
Yeah, so you that's smart. They done came up with a new lick.
And I applaud them for that. Yeah. Clap, clap. But damn, like, yeah. Y'all waxing them on the bottle and the damn sign? Like,
man, don't let these Charlotte niggas hear that. As soon as these niggas hear that, watch. Kid, if I catch you doing this shit, we're going to have an issue.
Right. That's a bit much, though. $50 for a sign, I'd be like, bitch, just bring the bottle.
Just bring the fucking bottle.
You ain't got to do no lights. Just
sometimes
bring
I hate
bottle.
The light show. I'd be like, man, just sit that fucking
you
bottle
hate the
down.
Light show?
Sometimes, like, cause I'm like, just bring the fucking bottle and sit it down. Like,
I love the light show. I love
it. As a
doing
promoter,
the light show.
I don't mind it because I need it for promotion videos and shit. I got a bunch of videos from Hotspot with you and your people doing the light show shit, but. Like, it's good for promotion, like when you put it on IG, but if it's just me there on a chill night and I'm not on, like, club time, it's like, oh, that's another question. Matter of fact, like, now that you in, like, once you get part of the nightlife, do you look at the nightlife from another angle? Like, because me as a promoter, when I go to clubs and I have to pay, like, regular price and I have to pay for bottles, I'd be like, damn, like, this shit crazy. Because I'm so used to getting a bottle on the house, maybe two bottles on the house, like, so. When I look at it, like, what niggas paying for the club, for the bottle price, it's like, damn, like, how do you feel on the flip
I'd
side?
Like, y'all stupid.
But you a woman, too, yeah, so you don't really pay
like,
for bottles.
Crazy as hell paying this price, but also, I'd be like.
Yeah.
No, mainly, I'd be like, y'all crazy as hell for paying this price, but I'd also be like, come on, let's check
come
out.
With it.
You know what I'm saying?
Pay it before
like,
you get this
pay
bottle.
Pay for it, or you got to get up. Yeah. Like,
there's a few clubs who tried that shit with COVID, like, you could get the section for a certain amount of time. Like, you only got, like, 2 hours for a club.
I heard of that.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
That is wild. I think one little lounge dinner setting is, like, 90 minutes.
Yeah. And then and you gotta go.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like, yeah. Bitch, if I pay $300-$500 to be right here, baby, I'm gonna stay here till y'all close. Yeah. Cause what?
Like, it's a lot of things that I look at. Like, business wise, I understand, because if you bought one bottle at 10 o'clock and it's fucking midnight and you haven't spent no more money, mm-hmm. but there's people who want that section, you fucking up my bread.
Yeah, I feel that.
But at the same time, nigga, I just gave you $500, bro. Like, mm-hmm. now I gotta get up and leave mm-hmm. after I just gave you $500. But it's like, it just, a lot of times it just depends on what side of the coin you want, or like if you the one selling the bottle, or if you're the one buying the bottle. Mm-hmm. So that's just how it go. But that's the waitress episode with Deanna.
I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done? What's up? What else
you got?
Shit, let's talk.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. Like, what else? What else you hating about the club? Talk about it.
I'm not gonna say I hate, but like, should be a change the managers.
Oh, really?
Definitely. I feel like I'm not specifically talking on my last club, because there's been multiple times where managers have like did me bad and I wasn't able to make the amount of money that I was expecting, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I feel like some managers be like hating, and
as far as what? Like, it's about the money?
I don't know if it's about the money. It's about you personally. It's about your looks. It's about, I can't tell you what it's about, but like, they'll stop your bag quick just because of one minor situation. Like, plenty of times. Because
I've heard managers like they won't put you on a schedule. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a bad table.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, managers really be hating. Like,
so you got to keep your composure. Like,
you really have to keep your composure. You have to play nice, or else you'll be on the other side. Like, honestly, you'll be on the other side.
So you really got to play the game.
You got to play the game.
But that shit got to be annoying, especially if you a stand-up person, or like,
And you stand on business. Right. It's like, and I really had to stand on business because my managers play with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they'll take your money. They'll take your tips. They'll take all type of shit, right?
Will they?
She gave me the craziest look right now.
Should I get into it?
I mean, shit, that's on you. Just as long as you don't say no names.
Man, I done had managers take my gratuity for the night. I done had managers suspend me for 2 weeks over nothing. Like, it's just all petty. Like, especially when you a good worker, it's like, where's all this coming from?
It seemed like the bullshit workers get all the love too, right?
Or, I'm not gonna say bullshit workers, but it definitely be favoritism.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm not gonna say they bullshit workers. They be working.
Yeah.
Just not as hard as me. Right. But they be working. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it definitely be favoritism, or like just plain on hating. Like, bitches really be hating.
And you can't really do nothing, like, because the manager pretty much can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. And once I learned that was my last straw. Once I see, like, bitch, you really not on my side. You really not backing for me. You really not. It's all personal. Because my last altercation with a manager, it was really all personal. It wasn't about the business. It wasn't about the team. It wasn't about nothing but a personal vendetta. Like, once I saw that, like, all right.
Yeah.
I had to go.
They'll put you on a slow night. They could do all type of shit, with you.
They'll do whatever it takes to slow up whatever the fuck you got going on.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck that. Them girls, man. There's always some type of smoke with club. Like, you see a girl, like, yo, what's up? Like, she just being an attitude.
It's never normal. Like,
it's never, ever,
it's
ever.
It's never, like, normal interactions. It's always something. Like, it's always something. I don't know.
Is there a rule like y'all can only work at one club? Because I know a couple bartenders or waitresses who told me like we can't like work at multiple clubs at the same time.
I'm not sure if it's a rule, but it would be easier if you worked at one club or two clubs that was associated with another, like Imperial, like, and XO and Encore, they're right by each other. Or XO and Encore, they're right there by each other.
Got it. Yeah. Or so like so what if you worked at West End and Hookah High Spot, it wouldn't be a problem.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
We're gonna leave that alone because you sound like there's something there. What the fuck was
that
about?
I'm not sure. I felt like some girls did work at both. But I'm not sure, honestly.
All right, we'll get over that topic. But what about... So,
hold on. Nah, because I... Back it up. Because don't make it seem like it's something that it's not.
Oh, because I... Thank you. Nah, it's not. It's never that. That's fam. But so what about promotion, right? Is it mandatory that y'all promote on your social medias?
It's mandatory that we post and try to get sections every day. It's not when I was working, I would post the days that I work because it's unbeneficial to me if I'm posting on the days that I don't work.
Y'all gotta post when y'all not even working on the schedule? Now.
Like, it don't make sense to me. They would expect you to post every single day that they're open. But my thing is, if I'm not working, why would I want the customers that's coming from me to come in there? That's money lost on me. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Because I gotta make my coin at the end of the day.
And people are like, if I come to that club, it's because of a bartender or it's because of a waitress. So if I get to that club and you're not there and I hit you like, yo, you're not here? You're like, nah, I'm gonna be mad as fuck.
Exactly.
Like, man, you done made me come out here. I came out here just because of you.
Exactly. That's why I don't care what no club say. I'm only posting on the days that I'm there, that I'm working. Because it doesn't make sense any other way. Because if I done had plenty, when I tell you plenty of DMs, like, you at work?
Right.
And I'd be like, yeah, or if I'm not there and I'd be like, no, then I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna wait till you work. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like.
Because it don't even have to be like, because I know sometimes that might sound like some funny shit, but like, there's some bartenders who will look out. Like, there was a bartender, shout out to Missy, I'll shout out because that's the homie. Soon as I pulled up, this is back in the day, like, as soon as you pull up, she would have, this is back in the day when, what is it, Coco Loso, the Ciroc and I think it was Pineapple. Soon as I get in the club, like, when I walk up to the bar, she would have it ready for me. The first shot, the first drink was on her. Mm-hmm. So that makes you want to, like, tip her more, make sure you take care of her. Like, she was just a perfect bartender. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't mind going to the club when she's working there. But when you walk in there and you don't see her, you're like, man, I might be in here for, like, a minute or two, show my face, and I'm out. But when you see your people in there, whether it's a waitress or a bartender, she's always, you know what I mean? Like, it's just when you got a rapport with somebody. It's like promoters. It could be a club that's popping, but if I don't know the promoter, I'm not going in there.
And it's all about rapport, honestly.
Because I'm like, I hate waiting in lines. I hate any of that shit. So I need to.
It's all about that. I'm trying to tell you, because I done looked out for a few customers just based off rapport. Like, I'm not going to charge you for this. I'm not going to charge you for that. I'm going to look out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. But I'm not going to go against the rules of the club or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should never jeopardize your job.
Exactly. But I'm going to definitely look out where I know I can get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, yeah. But yeah, that shit is important. Like, rapport is important with the club, because if you make a motherfucker feel comfortable, he'll spend more money.
Exactly. Like, I know Deanna got me tonight. Like, yeah, you know exactly, what I'm saying?
Because the one night we came to the spot you was working at, and I hit you like, yo, can you get us? And he was like, yo, it's so stupid in here tonight. Like, I can't. And then we walked right up, and then they actually let us right through. I was like, that's what's up. Yeah, I was like, I wonder if she looked
that
out.
Night. Yeah. It was
no, when
wicked.
I walked in there, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
it gets wicked on Saturdays.
Nah, it was stupid
wicked.
In there. Like, I was like, oh, I don't blame her. Like, because there's no way she could have came outside.
But I did have one free person, but it's like.
Nah, but I know how it go. Trust me. I've been in the club life, so I know. And sometimes people walk in there with an attitude like, nigga, I've been calling you. I'm like, fam, you think I'm checking my phone?
Right.
There's 700 people calling right
Come
now.
Come on.
Like, I don't have Come time on. To check. So why I miss
There's
your text?
There's so much going on.
Yeah. And me, it don't even be the price. Like, I just don't want to wait in line. I don't mind jumping in line and paying. But I also, I'm not standing in no fucking line. Like, I'm got to that point where I'm like, and most of the places, I don't have to. So even when I remember, when was we went out of town somewhere and I stood in line, yo, I felt like such a fucking lame. Like, and that's no disrespect to nobody, but it's just like when you get accustomed to having your way, when it doesn't go, you act like a brat. Like, nigga, the fuck you mean I gotta stand in line? Like, how much is it to cut? And it's like, there's no skip line. It's like, damn, so I have to stand in line?
Right.
I'll be ready to go home. I'm like, fuck it, I'll go home before I stand in the line.
That happened a few times, but then I ended up having my way, so.
Yeah.
You know? But I now that we're having this conversation, I kind of miss the club. Not based off the people, but based off it being fast paced. Like, I miss the busy nights. I miss always being busy. Like, I just been chilling so hard. I miss being busy. Like, I used to dead ass be on my shit at the club. Like, What's up? What you need? Okay, yeah. I got you. I'm gonna come right back. Stay right here, you know?
Yeah. I'm talking about that night when we was in there, you was back and forth. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker busy.
I love when it's busy at the club. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It get frustrating at times, but I actually do like it because it gives you something to do instead of standing around. I hate standing around. Like, it's no point.
Yeah.
In standing around. You're not making no money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making no sales. You're not doing shit. So, yeah.
Like, it was a lot of waitresses in that spot, too. It was a bunch of bartenders, waitresses running around. I'm like, nah, I'm just waiting for the homie to come through, and I'd rather just order with her.
That was also a downfall, but also, like, a good thing. Like, it would be a downfall on the money part, but it was also a good thing because, like, if I can't get to that customer, I know somebody can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
that fucks up your brain.
It do. But it's like, you're so damn busy with sections and then you're trying to work the floor too. Yeah. It's like, it just gets so.
Because you probably wouldn't have got so to much. Them anyway.
Exactly. It's so much. Like, I know I got to go check on this section, but damn, they want these two drinks. Like,
it's clicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the thing I liked about the club. Like, it was busy. Like, I love that shit. I love being busy. I love having to do something. Like, you know?
How often do waitresses like have guys in common, as far as like whether it be somebody that they're dating or somebody that's a regular customer? Does that just create like a common beef off top? Like, let's say,
what you mean, like we dating the same dude?
Yeah, or not even
what
dating.
You trying to clock my tea?
Me? No. It's not even personal about you. I'm talking about just like it could be something that you observe, like, oh, they got beef over a dude or like a customer, like. Does that happen a lot?
It's very often.
You stupid, because that's not what I was going.
It's often. I actually had a situation with a girl, and we was, you know, trying like talking to the same dude, but it was nothing on my end.
Yeah.
At least, you know, like I didn't feel no type of way on my end, because at the end of the day, niggas is for everybody. But come on,
pimping. I'm not pimping one on one,
but niggas is definitely for everybody. But
yeah. Especially in the club life. Like, because niggas out here trying to have a good time. Life, yeah.
You know, but niggas is definitely for everybody. But it do cause conflict. It definitely do. I done seen a few girls get into tussles, you know, arguments, about to fight, not really about to fight, kind of want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even had a girl, like, upset with me because one of the dudes that worked at the club got me into the club, but little did she know we were only friends. Mm. But she thought it was something more.
Yeah.
So she treated me bad the entire time.
Did you know why it was that she was treating you like that?
I didn't know at first, but once I found out they had some dealings, it was kind of like, obvious. Okay,
yeah.
I'm not gonna be mean back to this girl just because she know what's going on.
That's smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so what do you do in that situation? Do you talk to her? Do you say, yo, it's nothing like that? Like, do you be cool? Like, how do you navigate that situation? Because it's got to be whack to beef with somebody you got to work with.
If it came to the point where we had to talk, then I definitely would have talked to her. But it never came to that point. Like, eventually she got over or she moved on from the dude.
Yeah.
And then she just saw that I was actually just cool and chill. Yeah. Like, you know, like, right. I'm not on that. And she probably eventually saw that I wasn't on that with him.
Right.
So she just eventually got off of it. And then, you know, it just became cool. But shit just be weird. That's all I'm going to say. Shit just be weird. But honestly,
do you get used to that shit? Do you get numb to that? Like, it's just part of the game. Like, fuck it. Like, and keep it moving. Or do you have to check every situation? Do you have to play it like situation by situation?
It's definitely situation by situation. But in that particular situation, when I first came into the last club I was in, when I tell you it was so many girls that were just like mean, rude, and I could say I played a part, because once we actually got into it and talked about it, they would say, like, you would never say nothing. Like, you wouldn't talk to us. You wouldn't say hi. You was just mad quiet.
And,
but that was just based off the energy that they gave to me. So I just stayed quiet. I didn't say nothing to them. Like, y'all don't got nothing nice to say to me.
Knowing you have, like, a standoffish personality.
Yeah.
So sometimes somebody might take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, when I first met you at Who Gossip, I'm like, oh, she don't want nobody bothering her. But then when I got to know you, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker cool as shit.
Yeah, I am cool.
But you do have a standoffish person. And I know that because I have that personality. But like when you're in a club life, you can't have that in a club life.
You can't. But I had to observe. I had to observe. And I really didn't know that situation with that particular girl was going on with that dude until later on. So I didn't understand why they was treating me that way. I just thought because I was a bad bitch, you know what I'm saying?
That comes with the territory.
It do. But I didn't know. Like,
yeah,
shit just be weird in the club. You either get really nice girls or you get really mean girls. Yeah. And then they eventually come off the mean girl shit and just be nice, or y'all be cordial.
Would it be smarter to work together?
It would. It honestly would. But some girls, they feel threatened. And I hate to use that word because, like, nobody should be intimidated by the other. But
yeah,
it comes to that. Like, it honestly comes to that. Like,
right.
It should just be threatened by bad men. Like,
but it'd just be easier to get together and make some money. Like, y'all both come in. Mm-hmm. Would you ever be in a situation where, because I know sometimes bartenders do it. I'll probably talk about it in a bartender episode. But, like, if y'all both went sharing, like, the same bar. Y'all gotta just split the tab. Like, split the tips. Like, everybody gets is one jar, like, and you split it down the middle. Cause I know a lot of bartenders, we'll probably talk about it more in the bartender episode when I have the bartenders on here, but that, would you like that for waitresses? Like, no. All the waitresses bring all the money together and then y'all split it?
No.
No?
Fuck no. Cause bitch, you could have made $10 and I made $400, bitch. And I got to split this with you? Yeah. No. But I have heard of a club doing that, like an actual popular club doing that. Like, they split the tip pool.
Yeah.
But I don't, if I work hard for that, I'm taking what I made and I worked hard for home. Like, that's crazy as hell.
Cause a lot of waitresses be like, as a promoter, I come in and sign, like, how many tables you sold? I'm like, bitch, how many tables did you sell? Like, I sold two. It's seven sections in here. Like, I sold two or three tonight. How many did you sell? And they're like, none. Make sure you sit them at my table. I'm like, so you didn't bring no money to the club, but you want me to make them sit at your table? Like,
I get that waitress having to book sections. Like, I get that to an extent, but it's like all based off the club. Like, the last club I worked, nobody wanted to come out there, all the way out there, like, to where I was. Like, the crowd I had on Instagram or social media in general, like, none of them people want to come all the way out there. Yeah. They want to be uptown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they want to be uptown with the lit crowd, the young crowd. And the club I was at, it was more so like an older crowd. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but I don't. Like, if I was working at STK and I was a waitress, would you expect me to post STK on my page every day and promote and sell dinner tables all night? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. But see, damn, actually, you know what? At STK, that would make more sense if they split all the tips and everything. Because they're bringing but you know what I'm saying? Is because that is going to jump regardless. I don't know.
A restaurant will jump regardless, but it's also a revolving door. So whatever you get, I feel like you should keep, unless it's a bartender job.
Okay.
That's how I feel. Like, if you work that table all night, unless you had people come from the kitchen bringing the plates to the table, then okay, cool. You have a tip pool with them people, but not the entire
staff. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy as hell, actually.
Yeah. I know sometimes as a owner, promoter, whatever, you just want the easiest, like, non-conversational way of handling situations, but sometimes that can cause the most beef.
Yeah.
Because waitresses, there's so many of y'all who be just be mad at the end of the night. Motherfuckers won't even say bye. They just storm out the door.
Me.
You hear them tires screeching out the parking lot.
Me.
Like, damn, what happened?
Boy, you think I'm in a motherfucking Hellcat for real? Where I get up out of that club, like, for real.
Shit. And y'all hate cleaning up at the end of the night.
Ooh, do we?
What?
Do we?
And I don't blame y'all. And then a lot of times the promoters don't want to leave too, because there's been so many nights where we be drunk and we just be sitting in the back and like kicking it. And y'all be like, man, if y'all don't hurry up with this shit so we could get tipped out and go.
My first club ever working at, they had like, okay, it was kind of like a ghetto club. So like they had a junkie cleaning the club at the end of the night. The servers,
I think I know
bartenders. What club?
All right, never mind.
They had a junket cleaning the club.
There must be a couple clubs that was doing that.
They had a junket cleaning the club at the end of the night, which was better for us.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, because we wasn't making shit. So it didn't make sense for us to work all night, then clean the club. But now that I've been expanding to other clubs, bigger clubs, they expect us to clean at the end of the night. And that's kind of... It's not bad. I feel like, yeah, clean your section and then whatever duty you have at the end of the night, whether that be, okay, clean the patio, okay, clean the DJ section, okay, clean the main floor or tabletops or the bathroom. Okay, that's cool. You have your set duties, but...
Right. But the whole fucking club?
The whole fucking club is outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm not a janitor. I didn't sign up for that.
That's the shit that a lot of waitresses would be mad at, like... Sometimes y'all got to be there at, like, 6 p.m. The club don't get jumped until, like, 11:30. People start rolling in. You really, really, in Charlotte, the crazy window is from, like, 1 to 2. Maybe 12:30 to 2 is when
they're... 12 to 2.
Yeah, so y'all got a two-hour window where it's really popping where y'all get your money. But from, like, 6 to 12, you're not making no real money. And then you got to sit there after 2 p.m., I mean, 2 a.m., you got to clean and fix the club up, and then y'all don't leave till like 3:30. So it's a lot of hours. Sometimes y'all might, and then y'all might not even leave out there with some money.
Sometimes we'll be there a whole damn like shift, like 8 to 5, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Like, and before it get popped, or sometimes I think I stayed there from like 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. and we would have to like do kitchen duties as far as like making sauces.
What?
Yes, making sauces for the kitchen, which is crazy. I understood it, but it was like, damn, like what the fuck is the kitchen doing before they start their shift? Shouldn't they be getting here earlier to make sure all their kitchen duties are done? I'm a waitress, but it's like, come on now.
Oh yeah, I forget y'all be having to take the food orders and shit like that too.
We got to take the food orders, the drink orders, the everything. Like, I don't know.
Would you go back and instead be a bartender, or would you still be a waitress?
That's a good question. After I saw how much bartenders make,
yeah,
I would honestly take a class to learn how to make drinks for real. Yeah. Cause them bitches is eating. They could honestly make their rent in one night.
Hell yeah.
Their rent in one night. And I'm not talking no $600-$700. I'm talking $1,200-$1,300 all the way to $1,600 in one night.
I done seen bartenders make a killing. Especially like when we used to have CIAA and all them other shits in here. Man, even as a promoter, I don't even want to talk numbers because these might be listening. But the damn door used to make a fucking killing. Like one night, me and Kid, and man, that door made a killing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two nights in a row, actually, because CIAA was two nights, and then I think the weekend is either the weekend before or after was the All Star Weekend was in Charlotte, and
that was like 2018-19,
whatever the year was when Hookah Hot Spot opened both sides, like and I'm talking about every Fab, Jada, James Harden, it was all type of people pulling up, like, and I had Friday nights in there, and that shit was like. I was told Kid, like, I paid for my wedding from the door money.
Like, God.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I don't understand about clubs. Like, I get y'all have y'all rules, but it's like y'all be so money hungry. Y'all charging $400 for a bottle after tax.
Yeah.
Y'all charging at the door. Y'all charging for skip line. Y'all charging for everything in the book, but the people that's actually, I get y'all work and y'all promoted as far as y'all could and y'all did y'all job on y'all part and y'all managing and whatever the case may have been, y'all own it, whatever, whatever. But the people that's actually working, that's actually trying to get 100%. This shit out.
Right.
And sell more and upsell, we're making little to nothing. Yeah. Like
that, you know, and that's one thing I never wanted to do in the club. Like, there's been nights where, like, I'll make money and the waitresses don't. But I'll just split it down with the waitresses. Like, here, man, I'll tip y'all out. And then I'll leave out of there. Because if you got waitresses mad and bartenders mad, they're not coming back. Mm-hmm. Like, you really need them.
Because I don't see you getting out on the floor.
Right.
Serving these people.
Right.
I don't see you at the door collecting these funds and patting down people and making sure they ain't bringing nothing that you don't want inside the club.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I don't see you doing it. And what you shouldn't, because you're the owner or whatever position you are. But it's like, I feel like everybody should be paid fairly. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard.
It do be hard.
It's a tough subject. It's a tough situation.
It is, man. But shit, damn, that's been an hour and 9 minutes we've been talking. But so we're going to wrap this on up, man. Mm-hmm. It's the waitress episode. Do you want to give your socials? Or
yes, y'all follow me at BitMotherfuckingNance, BIGMFNANC. My name is Deanna. Mwah.
We out of here. It's Mez Drinks and Chill. Y'all know where to find me, Mez Black Label, or the podcast page, which is Mez Drinks and Chill. We out of here.